tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour. Not Pete is my name. Pete Day. And this is the 40 Elephant Gang. I like these. Here to talk about their recently released EP, we're joined now live in the studio by James Backman and Sean Mannion from the 40 Elephant Gang. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hey, how you doing, Pete? Yeah. Good.
Cheers, Dave.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to do that one. It's such a cheap lot. Anyway, never mind my name. Where does your name come from? Yeah, 40 Elephant Gang, where does that come from? You think I've got a daft name. Go on, beat that one.
It's, a lot of people ask us that. Well, it wasn't either of us that came up with it. It was actually our singer.
I said, blame somebody else. Yeah, there you go. You're right. He's not here to defend himself.
No, he couldn't skive out of work like we did. But it's actually named after early 20th century shoplifting gang.
Yeah, pickpocketing, girl gang.
Oh, right, okay.
Out of Elephant Castle area, I believe.
It doesn't do well if you're trying to sell EPs, this, though, does it?
No, it's not. No.
And everyone's going to go shoplifting it.
No, definitely not. Yeah, it was loosely based on that. I think it was a case of we couldn't figure anything else out, and it kind of jumped out at us, and we were like, that will do.
But just to be clear, is it 40 or 40? 40 in terms of numbers or 40 in terms of don't work?
Well,
we're fully functional. We most of the time.
Yeah. A fully functional band, you are.
So it's 40 as in the number. Yes.
Okay. Music. I do like your EP. I really do like your EP. It's a real mix of things, isn't it? It's like when people say to me, you know, if you sort of say, well, what sort of music is it? It's kind of, it's a bit folky. It's a bit kind of got a bit of poppy to it. It's got a bit of sort of bluegrassy sort of, I don't know. It's a real, how do you describe it?
Yeah, well, so, what was it? We were described by one promoter as neo-bluegrass pop, whatever that means. But
it sounds really scary, actually.
It does. You know? It sounds like something from a horror film,
exactly,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we sort of got a lot of things from, I would say, folk, acoustic music in general, pop music. It's sort of a whole thing of everything we've musically that we like, we've just whacked into a pot and stirred away.
Because how many of them are you?
There's four of us.
There's four of you. Okay. And you've been together long, have you, or you found each other? Or?
A couple of years now. We actually, funnily enough, we went to school together.
Yeah, primary school.
And the other guys we sort of kind of knew from secondary school. So it's been
you've
a process.
Known each other a long time.
A very long time. But we've only decided we liked each other a couple of years ago.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask how old you are, so people can sort of
I'm 32.
Right.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not sort of like youngsters sort of thing. So it's a long time then, isn't it?
That's why we're not in indie bands anymore.
Okay.
No more skinny jeans.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. Okay, yeah. You're sort of the beer belly starting to show, is it? Music, it's really difficult, isn't it, like these days? I mean, maybe it's never been easy, but in terms of okay, you brought out your EP and it's available on iTunes. Mm. Can you actually get a physical copy of it, a CD or a vinyl or anything like that?
We've got one for you here today.
Oh, right, fantastic. Fantastic.
£5.
You speak to our accountant afterwards. The New Sound Radio accountant is very generous, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we had a few hundred printed off, and we sell those at gigs when we can for beer money. But most of our sales would be digital.
As it is for nearly everyone. I mean, you know, it's a whole sort of thing of selling music has really changed, isn't it?
You could look at it too. I know a lot of people were disappointed with the sort of the death of the CD sales and all the rest of it. But for bands like us, you know, we release that ourselves. It's available throughout the world now.
Oh, you're not signed to any?
No, I mean, we had some interest from some smaller labels, but in the end we decided it probably just as easy to do it ourselves. It gave us more control, so that's how we did it in the end. And it's a double-edged sword, I guess, but that's the way we chose to do it. And it's, like I say, it's available all around the world. And, you know, if we can get on as many community radio stations as possible, maybe sell a few more.
We'll be doing all the details at the end. I know that's what you get on. But do you think it kind of works as well? You know, this new model of sort of selling music and stuff? Because it means it's a lot of hard work. You have to go out and do gigs, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, which is, why do we have to do that? We're musicians. We shouldn't have to work. This is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, gone are those days, you know, some of the super groups, you know, back in the sort of 70s and stuff like that, they never even toured some of them. You know, they're like once every 2 or 3 years to bring out an album and, you know, they just sit back and sort of watch the royalties.
For me, the whole thing of doing this band was in a way to get back to playing music. Because, you know, in other bands and other experiences I've had and the others have had, it's this big whole hoo-ha. It's going on, you know, drums and, you know, tech guys. And, you know, you kind of lose why you learnt an instrument in the first place. So what we've got here and what we do now, I think it just spawned from that, just being able to play music together with your mates and have fun. And everything else from that is a bonus.
Well, you know, if you make loads and loads of money out of this world, wouldn't that be fantastic as well? Yeah. But, you know, that's not why you've got into it and you love it. Because sometimes I think people can lose that and forget that. I mean,
it's quite easy, to be honest.
Caught up in all this big business type thing. True for the people in lots of things, in other areas, like even like sport and things, like people who love playing football. I can remember, actually, I won't just think of his name. I remember once speaking to, because it was all off air and things, that was off the record type thing, with a cricketer who used to play for England. And he gave up playing cricket professionally. And I said, do you still play cricket? He goes, no, never. I said, well, but this was like your life, you know, from like school. You went into school team, went in this, developed up and ended up playing for England. And then one day you just didn't play. He says, I just can't do it anymore. It just became such a thing. He said, and he ended up kind of hating it in a way. You know, he loved it and hated it at the same time. And, you know, he's just never, ever picked up a ball since then. And there's something about that. Maybe it's even musicians like that. Do you think it could be?
Possibly, yeah. I think I can always see myself playing music. Unfortunately, I'm afflicted with it, you know. Okay. It's something I've...
Because what's your instrument?
I play the mandolin.
Okay, yeah, it's quite a sound. You can, on that track you heard earlier on, it's fantastic.
Kind of by default, I picked it up, you know. It's an instrument I really enjoy playing.
Yes, it's a lovely soundtrack. And how about yourself?
I play the bass for the most part. I play guitar on some songs, and we both do a bit of singing, a bit of background singing as well. So,
I also make tea at practices. That's probably the most important role.
You're the tea boy as well.
Correct that. Your mum makes tea.
My mum, now and again. Yeah.
When you do gigs and things, I mean, do you have all your own material, or do you do other people's stuff as well, or how does that work? Because all the EP, you wrote that all yourself, didn't you?
That's all written by us. Yeah. Well, I mean, we do some cover songs at the gigs. Actually, one of the ways we financed some of the EP was to do some cover sets in pubs and stuff as well. But for the most part, our live shows are all original, with like one or two covers chucked in.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's quite a lot of material then. I mean, you must have a fair old sort of like range, you know, to be able to do that.
Oh, we got a full concept album's worth. Yeah. it's ready to go.
Okay, with the t-shirts and all the rest of it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Now, East London, yeah, you're both East Londoners, aren't you? You're born in East London and you sort of grew up around here, and that's where you sort of like you base yourself thing. Well, there's been a lot of music, hasn't there, come from East London? I mean, why do you think that is? What's it, do you think there's something special about East London that sort of like brought sort of music out? Or there's been a shift as well, hasn't there, towards the East, I think, over the last few years? I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. I guess there always has been. And when you have an area like that, much like I guess with Manchester and Liverpool, you've got an area where there's sort of rich musical heritage, you kind of, I guess it inspires you or makes you more likely to sort of pursue it than if you were some, I don't know, backwater town in the middle of nowhere that's producing.
Yeah, there's sort of music stuff around and things like that. Yeah,
and you know, there's a good scene for it. I mean, I would say around these, obviously, as you get further in sort of the Shoreditch sort of area and all that, there's a lot of good venues and stuff to play around.
There are now. I mean, I think it goes back to the conversation we were having a little bit ago, which is because of the way the music's changed and bands have to get out. If you want to make money and you want to get known as well, you have to get out there and play it. I mean, I think the venues have followed that. I mean, going back about 10, 15 years, all the venues seem to be closing down, didn't they? They seem to be reopening again now.
And I mean, there needs to be more around here, to be honest. I mean, we're all really disappointed. Remember the Standard in Walthamstow by Blackpool Road? I mean, that's been there for years. We used to go there when we were teenagers. And it's disappointing that went, and, you know, similar sort of venues around. I mean, I think the licensing laws are changing a bit now where more pubs and stuff can have live music, and that's better, you know. The more places people can play, the better.
Yeah, you can just sort of pitch up there and things. And also say you get noticed. Well, I mean, the idea, you know, you just turn up there and you sit in there and you buy yourself a pint, sit there and, if you like the music, you like it. If you don't, well, I suppose you just talk it away through it and things like that, don't you? But there is, there's bands, you know, you all see them, there's good bands and bad bands, but, you know, it gives you a chance to see bands, gives them a chance to air themselves, and, well, actually, just sort of hone your craft as well, isn't there? Something about it. You have to get out there and do it. Yeah. I mean, how did you both get into music? I mean, you know, have you always done it, or
I'm pretty much. Yeah. I mean, when we were at school together, we've only just, this first time we've ever been in the same band. We've always played in bands.
There is a nice picture on our, I think on our Facebook and our Twitter, of us two about 5 years old playing the triangle together.
Oh, right. So,
I mean, it's really cool. It started off a long time ago. You know?
Maybe you should bring this back in. Yes. You should do the whole set on it. Just triangles. The two triangle, of them from there. Could be the...
After a few beers, it's probably the best way.
The minimalist sort of way of doing it. Okay. I tell you what, we're going to go to the break now. Oh, yeah. You must tell us about your gig. Come on, tell us about your gigs coming up. Come on.
Right. Next one, it'll be our final one of the year, is on the 18th of December. And it's in a club called Icarus Club. Which is a folk event. Basically, all the bands there play two songs in rotation. So you're not hearing for like 30 minutes of one band. It's all in rotation.
Right,
and that's a bit like Jules Holland kind of vibe.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So how many bands are there again?
It was like six last time we played. Yeah, five or six. So it's quite a quick, snappy kind of thing. It's really interesting.
It sounds good. And that's at the Pelton Arms, is it?
That's it, in Greenwich, south of the river. So we'll take our passports.
That's it. Yeah, and actually, with all the transport, it's a lot easier to get down that way now, and it's just off the DLR. I think you can probably get down in a bit of a walk. Is that how you can do it?
Yeah, or just jump in the car and
And also, you've got one maybe planning early in the new year, quite locally to here, haven't you? Maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll definitely be doing it in the new year. It's the Forest Tavern,
which is just round the corner from our studio, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, our friend of ours, she runs it there, and she's asked us last year to play. So that's on the cards. Yeah, we'll definitely be doing it.
It's a real up and coming venue as well, isn't it? It's a place that's been turned round, isn't it? It was like, you know, it's a bit of a dirty old pub, to be honest, to be quite frank about it. But it's really sort of up and coming place, isn't it?
And unfortunately, I don't think she's going to pay us because we're friends. We're hoping to get a couple of roasts.
Okay.
This is good food there.
I was hoping to get paid for just giving it a plug, that's all. But anyway, that's not going to work then.
We'll take
is
you
it?
Down there for a beer now.
I might hold you to that one, okay. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But I don't know. Because you're somebody who you met, you were at school together, you were playing the triangle, and you moved on.
Altar boys together as well.
Altar boys together, you did the whole bit. Yeah. So you did, that's where you learnt the singing, was it?
Yeah.
You did the whole bit coming up from there, yeah? I don't know, and I'm just thinking, it might be someone who's in there who's maybe sort of like a bit younger as well, or maybe not so. Just starting out in music, and you know, you're sort of like, you're going places and things. Then what do you do if somebody's just sitting at home strumming their guitar or whatever? What would you say to them? What piece of advice?
I think the most important thing is to try and play with other people, find people, not even necessarily like-minded, but you know, just to sit down and play and learn other things. If they like different side of music, you know, you can learn something from that.
I think
for me that's the key. Is you know.
And do you learn a lot like that? Is how you did?
Yeah,
it,
kind of by ear and by playing and by feel. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm classically trained at all. Yeah. I've just kind of gone with my ear and my feeling, and that's kind of. So from my point of view, that's
how I'm
doing.
And it's worked out well, too.
It's not bad.
Navigate yourself.
Similarly, I guess. Play with as many people as possible and sort of leave your ego at the door. I think it's a big one.
You've
got to remember just to sort of, you know, if you're playing with a group of people, that's what it's about, not you personally.
Even in very sort of small little outfits, you always hear about people screaming and shouting and running out the door. And
you wouldn't believe what Sean's like sometimes. Yeah.
My tea isn't correct. Then,
yeah, too many sugars in it. Oh, no, enough milk. Yeah, no, big. I see what, James Backman and Sean Mannion, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? Because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London. You'll stay for that, won't
Lovely,
you?
Certainly will.
Okay, stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hey, it's the day